Will the clerk call the roll, please? Tracy, are you there?
Hello?
City clerk?
Yeah.
Hmm.
She doesn't look there.
Where is she?
She's not on the list for the events.
City clerk. She was here. Here she is. I don't know, that's Cheryl Roberts. What's this here? City clerk. Tracy, are you there? Oh, boy. We have two phone numbers. 518-8212. Who's that?
Not me.
We're now...
whoever it is, you just gave their number out.
Well, they should let us know who they are. I don't know who all these people checking in. We have a...
Hello, can anybody hear me?
Now we can hear you. There you are, Tracy.
Okay, I was here the whole time.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Just one thing. Hudson Tech is going to be doing the tech on our meetings now. New IT person. And I guess anybody can come in who wants to come in, although we're still being live broadcast on WGXC. It'd be nice to know who those people are if they decide to participate in some way. Tracy, can you call the roll, please?
Sure. Alderman Garriga?
Here.
Halloran?
Here.
Lewis?
Here.
Moranti?
Here.
Regan?
Here.
Rosenthal?
Here.
Sarra?
Here.
Trombley?
Here.
Walker?
Here.
Wolf?
Here.
Present DiPietro.
Here.
Quorum present.
Thank you. And that was everyone, correct? Because we need everyone for one of the things we're doing tonight.
Yes, everyone is here.
Now, Hudson Tech, are you starting to post the documents at some point? In the meantime, I need a motion, an introduction, a second to receive the call of the meeting and place it on file. Do I have an introduction?
Calvin. Yeah.
Calvin? That's right. Thanks for reminding me, Calvin. When someone speaks, please use your name so that those listeners can follow. Do I have a second?
Rebecca.
Rebecca seconds. All in favor, please say signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Are there any objections? Are there any nays? Okay, the motion passed. Okay. The next, excuse me a second. The next, we had a communication from Margaret Morris that we all received, and I need to accept the communication. Do I have an introduction?
I'll introduce.
That was Jane. Can I have a second? Hello? This is just to accept the communication.
Dewan.
Dewan seconds. All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Anyone object? The motion carries. Okay. Now, Hudson Tech, are you with us? Because you have to start posting documents now. I hope he's
muted, or they are.
Yeah, he's the host.
I should post them, Tom.
Excuse me? Okay.
I think I can do that.
Okay, thank you, Jeff.
Hang on. We'll do the first one, which is Milne.
Let me respond. Let me explain to everyone. We're doing more of the resolution authorizing settlements about assessments. Go ahead, Jeff.
Yeah, hang on a minute.
Hey, Tom, can you hear me?
Who was that?
It was Heather, but that's okay. I just got logged in. I wasn't being permitted to join before, but I'm good now. Thanks.
Okay. Okay, thanks, Jeff. There's the first one. Okay. So, as you all know, these are settlement agreements that were negotiated by our attorney and also more or less approved by the current assessor. So, this is kind of necessary, if a bit tedious.
These are the ones, just to repeat, these are ones that we had discussed at the last informal meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Other than an executive session, these are resolutions that did not make it onto the agenda for the last regular meeting.
Right.
And so that's why we're covering these now. It's like I said, they're all from stuff that you looked at before.
So can I have an introduction to this first one?
Rebecca.
Can I have a second?
Jane will second.
Thank you. A roll call vote, please.
Alderman Zuniga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Minkan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Starr.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye. Jeff, could you post the next one, please? Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jeff.
No, I just think that this is just for the rice. Go ahead, Tom. I'm sorry.
Right. I mean, the quicker we can do these, the easier, you know, it'll be, I think. So don't hesitate to introduce and second. Can I have an introduction for this one?
Which one are we on?
We're on the second one, Thomas and Claudia.
Rice.
Okay. Yeah. Eileen, I'll introduce.
I'll second.
That's Jane?
Yep.
Okay, a roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garrigo.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Jeff, can you please post the next one?
Okay, on this one, Calvin, you're going to have to recuse yourself for a moment and leave the room. I don't know if we have a place to put him in a waiting room on this one, Tom, or just ask him to leave.
Shaheem, could you put him in a waiting room? Well, I don't know if he got that.
Or Calvin, just turn off your video and mute your audio for a moment.
Yeah, he's off the whole thing right now, I believe.
Is he? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Can I have a introduction in a second, please?
Jane will introduce.
Second?
Duan.
Duan. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garrigo.
Aye.
Halloran.
I'm voting aye on this for the same reason that I have on the others tonight, because they are recommended as the right settlements from our city assessor. Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizam?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
This is for Hudson City Square.
Can I have an introduction, please?
I'm sorry, this is for what?
Hudson City Square. It's a LLC.
Oh. I'll introduce. Jane will introduce.
A second, please. Someone?
Rebecca?
Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
He's not back in. Calvin, if you're listening, please rejoin us. And Shahi.
Yeah, no, wait till we're done on this. Calvin doesn't, we don't want him to read. Oh, this one we do. I'm sorry. Yeah, my mistake.
Yeah.
You can skip over him too, you know.
Yeah, we will. Why don't we just keep going? We don't need you.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nathan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sauer?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Is Alderman Lewis back in the room?
Not yet, but I just texted him to rejoin.
Yes, I'm back in.
There he is. Whoa.
We're taking a vote on resolution number 4 for the proceedings for Hudson City Square. Alderman Lewis?
Aye.
Harry?
Next one, please, Jeff.
Yeah, it's up there. That's Hudson New York LLC.
I'll introduce Jane.
Second, please. Someone?
Malachi.
Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
The LLC, you said?
Yes.
Yes.
Hi. It's very hard to hear.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Ethan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Starr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Tom, hold on. I want to remind everyone, mute your phone or your device when you're not speaking. There's tons of ambient noise in the background. If you don't do it, every time you pick up the phone or move your microphone around, it creates all sorts of feedback. Mute your phones, please, and your devices when you're not speaking.
Okay, the next one, please, Jeff.
This is Kent and Wurzbach.
Can I have an introduction, please?
Calvin?
This is what? I'm sorry, I can't hear.
This is the Kent and Wurzbach property. It's a single parcel.
Jeff, I'm a little confused. There is no reduction.
I think they must have agreed to not have a reduction.
Okay. An introduction, please.
Calvin?
Second, please.
I don't know.
I'll second.
Roll call vote, please.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the second.
That was me, Tracy John.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Eileen?
Halloran.
John made me mute my phone. Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Zara?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Harry.
Next up.
Leonard Sedari.
Okay. Can I have an introduction, please?
Jane.
Who was that?
Jane.
Jane. A second, please.
Calvin.
Calvin, roll call vote, please.
What resolution is this?
This is for Sederi, S-I-D-E-R-I. It's up on the screen.
It's on the what?
It's on the screen.
If you're looking at the screen, if you have access to the screen, Tiffany, or you're just on audio.
I have access. Now I can see the screen.
Okay.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran. Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Nizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sarra?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Carry.
Next up, Jeff.
Number 8, Vincent Mulford.
Can I have an introduction, please? Someone?
Calvin.
A second, please.
Duan.
Duan. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Jeez.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis?
Aye.
Moranti?
Aye.
Nizan?
Aye.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Sarr?
Aye.
Trombley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Harry?
just for clarification on that one we did before where it didn't appear to be a reduction in the assessment, I checked with Victoria, and the resolution wasn't written as clearly as it should have been. The BAR had already reduced the assessment from around 600,000 to the 450, and that reflected the agreement where it was originally a challenge and then they agreed to it. So that's why it didn't look quite correct. All right, we only have two more of these, so hang on. This is Paper Play LLC and Claudia Bruce, number 9.
Can I have an introduction, please?
Jane, introduce.
Second?
Rebecca.
A roll call vote, please.
I need the second. I heard two voices.
I believe it was Rebecca.
Thank you. Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Ferranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Twombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Last one.
Can I have an introduction, please?
Calvin, introducing.
Calvin, a second, please.
Jane will introduce. Second.
Jane, second. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Moranti.
Aye.
Mizan.
Aye.
Rosenthal.
Aye.
Sauer.
Aye.
Twombly.
Aye.
Walker.
Aye.
Wolf.
Aye.
President DiPietro.
Aye.
Carried.
Okay, that's that. I know that was very exciting for all of us. The next bit of business is really the urgent part of tonight. We talked about it last meeting. It's a change in the timing of the assessor to hear. I'm trying to remember now. I've lost my place.
Board of Assessment Review.
Thank you, Jeff. And there was a slight change from the actual one we put forward last time because it turns out that would have created a conflict during certain months. So this is really the same law with just a couple of dates changed. Nothing significantly changed.
No, the intent was that you approved it last time was to essentially choose the fourth Thursday of the month of May for the assessment hearing instead of Tuesday. It was a drafting error that was pointed out, and it should have said the first Thursday following the fourth Tuesday of the month. Just the fourth Thursday, because 2 years out of seven, you'll end up with the fourth Thursday coming before the fourth Tuesday. Calendars are confusing. So anyway, this is the change of how we have to reword it. It doesn't change any of the substance on it, so it doesn't require to sit on your desks for 10 days. So we just need to, for you to readopt this tonight, and then the mayor can approve it.
So, can I have an introduction, please?
Jane will introduce.
And a second, please.
Eileen.
Oh, I think Calvin won that. That honor. Can I have a roll call vote now, please?
Jeff, do we need the vote, a voice vote, to say that it was okay to add this to the agenda?
Oh, that's probably a good idea. Then we do that first. So I think at first, let's hold that vote and do a motion to have this added to the agenda, please.
Can I have an introduction and a second on that motion?
Calvin, introduce. Calvin, I'll second, and Jane.
All in favor of that motion, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Anybody opposed? The motion carries.
Just let the record reflect it was a unanimous vote by the full council, all being present. So I'm sorry. Back to introducing and adopting this.
Do I need to reintroduce it, or was that? Can we go with the original?
I didn't go with the original.
Okay. So then we're ready for a roll call vote on it. Tracy, please.
Alderman Griega.
Aye.
Halloran.
Aye.
Lewis.
Aye.
Lorancy.
Aye.
Meezan.
Shosha, where are you?
It isn't mute. Unmute him.
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Yes. We're in the middle of a roll call vote.
Yeah, I said aye.
Oh, thank you.
Rosenbaum?
Aye. Power?
Aye.
Conley?
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Rebecca?
Oh, I said aye.
There we go.
DiPietro?
Aye. So that passed unanimously, correct?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So not a lot more business. Before we have an executive session that's coming up shortly. But before we go on, excuse me?
An executive session?
Yeah. It happened just as a special meeting devoted to one topic.
Well, we're just, you know.
I have a formal meeting next week.
Excuse me, the informal's next week.
This was also noticed for an executive, and it's an important litigation issue that we talked about.
Yeah, I don't think it'll be too long. But before I go into that, a couple quick things. For the informal meeting, I hope to invite the grant writers. So if you have projects you'd like to see addressed in the next round of grant applications, please, be prepared with ideas or topics that you think they should look into for grant writing. Once again, we ended up not talking about the Galvin Project tonight because we're waiting to see the results of the study being done by the Benjamin Center. A couple of things that are out there that I just want to clear up for anybody who's listening, as well as members of the council, so they can answer. We, the council, or...
Calvin here?
This doesn't matter. He can hear this. It's just a statement of a couple facts. We, the council, commissioned the study. We set the scope of the study. I personally then asked the Galvin Foundation to pay for it, using the model of planning board and other boards, that when a applicant has a project before the board, they actually pay for the for whatever consultants are needed. So just to be clear, we commissioned it, and the Benjamin Center is a independent center that helps local governments. I just wanted to make that clear because there was some questions on our website. And speaking of the website, I remind you that on the city front page, you can comment about the Galvin Project and learn a lot more about it. And there'll be more information there in the future, including information about the project itself. But really, what's before the council is the pilot. That's our responsibility. We didn't pick the project developer. If you have questions about the developer, they're probably better answered by the mayor's office. However, we're still in the process, and we want to hear from you. You know, there's a lot of documents there, and there's a method there for posting your comments and questions, and we will respond and post respond to everything that's not answered already, as well as post your comments. That's all I really wanted to say about that. There's also been one other thing, some confusion. I have to admit, I responded to an email ambiguously when someone asked me about supporting the executive order about that the governor issued about social distancing. So my response was ambiguous enough that it may seem that I was responding to the issue of masks. I was not. I was responding to the government's the governor's executive order. And the executive order is where the fines were increased to $1,000. You do not get fined $1,000 for not wearing a mask. Okay, just wanted to clear that up. We've never, to my knowledge, actually supported as a council an executive order. It seems kind of redundant and strange because why? I mean, it's like supporting if a new law was created. In any case, that's all that I wanted to include right now. And I think we're ready for the executive session.
Unless hey, Tom, can I have ask you a question real quick?
Sure.
Dominic.
Sure.
Just for clarification, when you say we, the council, did the Benjamin, I mean, I wasn't at the table. I didn't know anything about it. So when you make a statement, we, the council, what does that exactly mean?
It means representatives of the council sought out the Benjamin Center. We were, you know, there was a correct. I mean, that's one of the reasons, that's one of the reasons I wanted to get the Galvin Foundation to pay for it, because that meant I didn't have to come back to the council and ask for $7,000, which is what it cost. We could get this rolling right away.
Tom.
Okay.
Who's that?
Sirsha.
Yes, Sirsha.
Yeah, it's Ramadan, so me and the one have to leave at around 7:45, just letting you know.
Okay. Thanks for letting us know, and happy Ramadan.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Can we go in now, or does anybody have any other public questions they'd like to? Because we're not going to come back from this executive session. Oh, I should say nothing will be decided. Jeff, you want to give the little intro to the executive session?
Yeah. Yeah, we need a motion to go into executive session to discuss a pending labor grievance. And there's, you know, unlikely to be a definitive action taken on this. So.
Right. So can I have an introduction?
Eileen.
And a second.
Duan.
Thank you, Duan. All those in favor of going to executive session, please signify by saying aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Anyone opposed? No. So I take that as a sign that we're going to now go into executive session. If you're listening on the live broadcast, we're not going to be taking any decision, making any decisions. So
Tom, I have to interrupt for a second.
Sure.
I do want to ask the council in executive session for direction and authorization to take a next step in this grievance process. So, Jonathan, I just want to ask, do you want an official vote on this next step, or are you comfortable going forward with just getting a sense from the council? And you're on mute.
Jonathan.
Well, he's on mute, Charlie. You want to tell everybody who he is? Oh.
So this is Jonathan Bernstein. He's our outside counsel for labor issues. So before you click off, I just want to ask Jonathan, do you want an official vote or do you want a sense?
I just need an authorization upon consent so that we can file what we need to file.
All right. Then I think we're going to have to take a vote.
Okay. So that means we'll probably come back to the broadcast after the executive session. So I'm turning it off now. Counsel against a grievance filed by Counsel 82.
Do we have a motion to end executive session?
Do we need that? Jeff, I don't think we need it. Do we?
No. You already left it.
What?
Okay. You already left executive session.
Yeah,
we already left.
Yeah. So, John, you're...
I'll introduce him.
Yep. And second, please.
Jane will second.
Thank you. Roll call vote, please.
Alderman Garriga.
Aye.
Halloran.
He's muted.
Eileen, time to vote.
Aye.
Lewis. I'm sorry, Lewis.
Yeah, he's muted too, I believe.
Oh, yeah, I'm muted by the host.
Oh.
No, you're not.
Can you hear me now, Tracy?
Yes.
Yes, I can. Thank you. Moranti?
He's muted too.
I'll see him in the chat.
Thank you for unmuting me. Aye.
Mizan?
They're gone.
Did
you
leave?
Yeah, they had to leave.
Rosenthal?
Aye.
Farrar?
He's also
Trombley.
Aye.
Walker?
Aye.
Wolf?
Aye.
President DiPietro?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Okay, I guess that wraps it up, folks, unless you have something you... I mean, we have an informal coming next week, so, you could save any other business for that. This was really just to get some important technical stuff done tonight, and I appreciate you all showing up. And do I have a motion to adjourn?
Oh, wait, hello?
Oh, yes, Malachi.
Yeah, I just wanted to just use this platform to just kind of apologize to my constituents and, just anybody else. I got engaged with, just something I probably shouldn't have last week pertaining to, just the situation of what's going on in the city. And I just wanted to apologize because that's not my character. I'm far beyond that. I did apologize to the individual, but I'm just apologizing to you guys, just to show forth just some leadership and, just so everybody knows also, I don't take anything personal with my votes. My votes isn't emotionally driven. I vote from the heart. I vote from, just from a place where I've been, I'm from Hudson. I lived at the high rise, low rise. So, not even just, voting on the project, but just in general. I'll never be subjected to just vote based off emotions. It'll always be for the people of Hudson. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Malachi. Anyone else before we have a motion to adjourn? Someone?
Aye.
Oh, yeah. Malachi? John, second? All in favor, unmute yourself and say and signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Okay, anybody object? Thank goodness. Good night.
Okay, good night. Can I remind people that I need signatures tomorrow, please?
Yes, don't forget.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, all.
Thank you,
bye.
Whoosh.